नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरये
ततो जयमुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 40 त्वम् अपि अभद्र श्रुत विश्रुतं विभोः समाप्यते येन विदां बुभुक्षितम् प्राख्याहि दुःखैर्मुहैर् अर्दितात्मनाम् संक्लेश निर्वाणं उशन्ति नान्यथा त्वम् अपि अभद्र श्रुत विश्रुतं विभो समाप्यते येन विदां बुभुक्षितम्
संक्लेश
निर्वाणं कुशान्ति नान्यथा त्वं योर गुड सोल अपि आल्सो अभद्र
अभद्र
सॉरी अदभ्र वेदिक लिटरेचर विश्रुतम हैव हर्ड आल्सो विभो ऑफ द ऑलमाइटी समाप्यते
समाप्यते
सैटिस्फाइड
सैटिस्फाइड
येन
येन
बाय
विच
विदाम
विदाम
ऑफ
द लर्नर
बुभूषितम
बुभूषितम
Who always desire to learn transcendental knowledge. Prakhyahi.
Prakhyahi.
Describe.
Described.
Dukhe.
Dukhe.
By miseries.
By miseries.
Muhu.
Muhu.
Always.
Always.
Ardit Atmanam.
Ardit Atmanam.
Suffering mass of people.
Suffering mass of people.
Sanklesha.
Sanklesha.
Sufferings.
Sufferings.
Nirvanam
Nirvanam
mitigation
mitigation
Ushantina
Ushantina
do not get out of
do not get out
Anyatha
Anyatha
by other means
by other means
Translational purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila
Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada
Please therefore describe the Almighty Lord's activities which you have learned by your vast knowledge of the Vedas For that will satisfy the hankerings of great learned men and at the same time mitigate the miseries of the masses of common people who are always suffering from material pangs. Indeed, there is no other way to get out of such miseries. So please repeat.
Please.
Therefore. Describe the Almighty Lord's.
Describe the Almighty Lord's.
Activities.
Activities.
Which you have learned,
which you have learned
by your vast knowledge,
by your vast knowledge
of the Vedas,
of the Vedas,
for that will satisfy,
for that will satisfy
the hankerings of great learned man,
the hankering of great learned man.
At the same time,
at the same time,
mitigate
the miseries, the miseries
of the masses of common people, who are always suffering, from material pangs. Indeed, there is no other way. To get out of such miseries. Purport. Sri Narada Muni, from practical experience, definitely asserts that the prime solution of all problems of material work is to broadcast very widely the transcendental glories of the Supreme Lord. There are four classes of good men, and there are four classes of bad men also. The four classes of good men acknowledge the authority of the Almighty God, and therefore such good men, number one, when they are in difficulty, number two, when they are in need of money, then number three, when they are advanced in knowledge, and number four, when they are inquisitive to know more and more about God, intuitively take shelter of the Lord. As such, Naradji advises Vyasadeva to broadcast the transcendental knowledge of God in terms of the vast Vedic knowledge which he had already attained. As far as the bad men are concerned, they are also four in number. Number one, those who are simply addicted to the mode of progressive fruitive work and thus are subjected to accompanying miseries. Number two, those who are simply addicted to vicious work for sense gratification and so suffer the consequence. Number three, those who are materially very much advanced in knowledge but also suffer because they do not have the sense of to acknowledge the authority of Almighty Lord. And number four, the class of men who are known as atheists and who therefore purposely hate the very name of God, although they are always in difficulty. Sri Naradji advised Vyasadeva to describe the glories of the Lord just to do good to all eight classes of men, both good and bad. Srimad Bhagavatam is therefore not meant for any particular class of men or sect. It is for the sincere soul who actually wants his own welfare and peace of mind. Thus end the Bhakti Vedanta purports of the first canto, fifth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Narada's Instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam for Vyasadeva. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Niti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachyatya Desha Tarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Tvam api adabhra shruta vishrutam vibhoh samapyate yena vidam bhubhutishtam bubhutsitam prakhyahi dukhair muhur arditatmanam sanklesha nirvanam ushanti nanyatha. Please therefore describe the Almighty Lord's activities which you have learned by your vast knowledge of the Vedas, for that will satisfy the hankerings of great learned man and at the same time mitigate the miseries of the masses of common people who are always suffering from material pangs. Indeed, there is no other way to get out of such miseries. Narada Muni now is concluding his instructions to Vyasadeva. In fact, they are going to discuss further, but now as far as instructions go, this chapter goes, this is the final instruction. He told him that when Vyasadeva asked him why I am not satisfied, and then he gave him the diagnosis, and he says it's because you are not glorified the Lord enough, that's why you are suffering. And then in the meanwhile he described the glories of the Lord, because you simply tell a person that you are not glorified, so he should know why, what is so great about it. So he tells him what is so great about him. He tells him about even his expansions and everything. And now he's saying, please therefore, you know. Now he says, okay, now I told you everything, why you are supposed to do this. So do this now. And for what? Not because you will get your PhD in that or something like that. He says Father Masses. For both class of masses, you know. Learned men and the Prabhupada describes, I mean Prabhupada's description of bad men is really interesting. Generally in our society when we say, you know, people who are supposed to be honest, truthful, you know, not taking panga with anybody, you know, like they're going their own work, you know, they're supposed to be good men. And then those who are evil, cheaters, thieves, robbers, they are supposed to be bad men. But Prabhupada's definition is not that. That's not the definition of scripture also. Prabhupada is quoting from that. And he's saying, good men are four varieties. Arthasu, that is those who want money. Then Jigyasu, those who are inquisitive. Then those who are in difficulty, generally, you know, generally people when you have any problem. People go to God only when they cannot solve the problem. They will say, okay, I'm doing, I'm trying this, I'm trying that, and then finally they say, okay, God, now you do something. That's one variety. And then those who are jnani also, you know, jnanis also want to know more about God. And finally one, those who are inquisitive. Jnanis are like, you know, they know, already know, but they want to know more. But inquisitive one who wants to know what's going on. Who is this Lord? Why? Why everybody is worshipping? Or why some people are worshipping? And the bad people is more interesting, you know, that those who are simply addicted to mode of progressive fruitive work. That means just want to go and make money. And that's all. And then Prabhupada says, when you do that, then they are subjected to accompanying miseries. You know that. The money cannot be earned just like that. You cannot become rich just like that. At least you have to be a liar, a cheater, a dishonest person. That's the first requirement. That's there in Bhagavatam in the 12th canto we read that, right? How in this Kali Yuga, if you want to make lots of money, then you have to be dishonest. But it's not possible. Then those who are simply addicted to vicious work or sense satisfaction. You know, like you, this is the classic example of a donkey. Prabhupada says, yeah, there are different kinds of people. One is donkey. He works whole day, take the load up and down and this and that. Just for what? So that the owner gives him a little grass. And that he goes home and his wife kicks him, you know. So like that people are there, you know, like who just do this so that they can make little difference between the first and second. And then the third one is those who are very much advanced in knowledge, material knowledge, but they don't know except Krishna. They don't accept God. So they are another people, you know. And the fourth one is atheist. They are never tired of talking against God. But somehow I always consider them as devotees because they always talk about God. In the negative. They are in the Kamsa family. Ravan and Kamsa. Ravan and Kamsa were always thinking of the Lord. So these people are also, and Prabhupada says, although they are always in difficulty, still they don't want to. I think in Tallahassee only I saw somewhere big bold, are you an atheist? So I was wondering, and it just leaves you like that, you know. Are you an atheist? And then at the bottom is something atheist.com, you know. Just. So they want to discuss. If you are atheist, why discuss? You know, just simply leave it. Don't even discuss to other atheists. Right? Like suppose, I don't want to go to Alachua. Why should I discuss about Alachua? You know, forget, I mean, I don't want to go there. But if I keep on discussing whole day, Alachua is this and Alachua is that, Alachua doesn't exist. Then we are wasting our time. So, the point here is that Narada is giving instruction in such a way that he covers everybody. And that's why Prabhupada says, Srimad Bhagavatam is not for good men, it's not for bad men, it's for everybody. And that's why you see, especially in India when they have this Bhagavad Katha going on, 20,000, 30,000 people come, and they are not all saints or somebody, you know, they are just normal people. And they just go there, most of them go there for entertainment. Some go for nice kirtan is there because orchestra is there. Some go to hear some katha genuinely because they have heard it in their childhood or something. And some just go because they want to look for a groom for their daughter or something like that. You know, they go in that place. You can meet so many new people, you know, they see that and then keep asking, who is that person, who is this person, like that. So anyway, the point is that somehow or the other you do that, but here Narad is telling very specifically, because he chosen Vyasadeva, like Krishna chose Arjuna to tell Bhagavad Gita. Through Arjuna he gave the message. Now here Narada is giving through Vyasadeva. Narada himself could have done it, right? He's a spiritual master. But this is the beauty of the spiritual master. He wants the disciple to be glorified. You know, like Krishna wanted Arjuna to be glorified. So he says, okay, you do it. So here, same way here, Narada, and of course Vyasadeva is an empowered incarnation of Krishna. Because he's been given that. Otherwise, how can you do it? I mean, you imagine sitting anywhere you sit and then contemplate and meditate, what you will get? Maximum what you have seen in your life. Maximum, like, you know, whatever in the past has happened, you can maybe meditate if you are so strong. Generally, we even don't remember. I don't remember what happened to me. I mean, sometimes I sit and, you know, on Facebook I try to say, okay, let me find out my childhood friends, you know, where they are. Don't even remember their names, you know. So difficult. Right? Even college, I mean, which we, of course, I did almost 40 years back, 42 years back, but still, I can hardly remember 4 or 5 names with whom we are intimately connected. That's the point. When the intimacy is there, then you remember. Intimacy is not there, why you remember? What is the need? And I drew a blank, I got one person from engineering college, you know. When I was just, hey, this man, I think this is the same guy. Of course, he looks totally different. But when I just sent him a message, he immediately replied. And he was also super excited. But the point, the thing is, we don't remember. And then I want to say, you know, that he's sitting there and so much extra sensory things is going on, you know, transmigration is going on, you know, from here to the map. The information is getting transmitted, transmitted from person to person. Like one rishi sitting there and he's seeing the whole scene of how Dushyanta, Shakuntala, all that, you know, and then he just transmits. I mean, it's like a server, you can get. Give an example of a server. So many computers are there and they are doing something, but then it goes to the server. And server then transmits it to everybody else and it stores also. Right? So same way, this is just the duplication of what happened earlier. So now it becomes interesting, you know, like now we are going to go to the further, we saw how Narada himself, and Prabhupada says that Narada is giving his own example. Sometimes, of course, you can go give your own example if you are extraordinary. Otherwise, what is the use of giving example? Sometimes we give and try to say, I did this. Like in the share market, the broker will ask you to buy something which he bought. You are going to ask him which one. He says, oh, I bought that and then I made this one. So you buy that. You know, like that. Anyway. So, I think we should stop here. Any more questions? Any comment? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.